Welcome to this podcast about Lawyer Island and Malacca Passage in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Lawyer Islands are located in Malacca Passage, part of the Canadian Inside Passage between Porcher Island to the south and the Simpson Peninsula to the north, just off the mouth of the Skeena River, about 102 miles southeast of Ketchikan and 13 miles south of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. The name for the island group reputedly comes from local lore. British Royal Navy officers noted that two prominent rocks near the islands were Client Rock and Bribery Rock, and decided that Lawyer Islands would be an appropriate name. Malacca Passage was named by Captain Daniel Pender on the Beaver in 1867 for HMS Malacca, which was commanded by Captain Rodolphus B. Oldfield and served at the Pacific Station from 1866 to 1868. The rocky islands are formed by volcanic and sedimentary rocks of the Alexander terrain that developed during the Triassic period. The rocks comprise partially metamorphosed siltstone, mudstone, and shale. The islands of Malacca Passage lie within the traditional territory of the Coast Tsimshian people. Several winter villages existed on the lower Skeena River, and in prehistoric times, the Tsimshian extended their territory toward the coast, where the weather was milder. Evidence near Prince Rupert shows about 5,000 years of occupation. Their lifestyle was governed by the seasonal availability of food. At the end of winter, before the river ice broke up, the main activity was yulakon fishing. The fish were either dried or processed for the highly valued oil or grease, and the Tsimshian had a monopoly on the grease trade, which brought them wealth. In late May, the Coast Tsimshian gathered and dried seaweed at places along the coast such as the Lawyer Islands, often residing for a month or more at special seaweed camps. They also fished for halibut, which was sliced into thin fillets for drying on racks in the sun. Large quantities of herring spawn were also gathered at this time, either from thick deposits on grass and kelp or on branches suspended in the water for the purpose. The eggs of seagulls and oyster catchers were gathered in early June, and abalone was taken at the lowest tides during the summer months. The first salmon of the year began to enter the tidal waters during the seaweed season, at which time they were caught by trolling. As the salmon entered the rivers in early summer, the Tsimshian people moved to traditional fishing sites where seasonal camps were maintained. The sites for fishing were under the hereditary control of matrilineal clans, or houses, managed by chiefs. In the late summer and autumn, berries were harvested from house territories and hunting began for terrestrial and marine animals. The Lawyer Islands were set aside for lighthouse purposes by the Dominion government in 1899, but it was not until July 1901 that the steamer Quadra offloaded construction materials on the largest and northernmost of the islands. A work crew labored on the island for several months, and when the Quadra returned in November, the ship's first engineer installed the lantern. The lighthouse stood on the western side of the island on a site 10 feet above the high tide watermark. It consisted of a square wooden tower rising from the western corner of a square wooden dwelling surmounted by a polygonal iron lantern. The tower was 48 feet high and the whole building was painted white with the roof and lantern red. In 1909, work began on a new tower situated on the highest point of the island, 500 feet north of the original lighthouse, because mariners were not happy with the visibility of the original. The new octagonal tower stood 66 feet tall and was capped by the lantern room and lens taken from the old lighthouse. The new light could be seen for 17 miles. This lighthouse was operational until sometime between 2006 and 2011, when a cylindrical white tower with a red band near the top and a flashing white light replaced it on an unnamed rock north of Lawyer Island. A covering of dense trees now hides any evidence of the historic lighthouses and dwellings. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.